Good morning, good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. L'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Mori HaRav Hillel ben Meir Chamecha Zichrono Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Shmuel Bet and we are in Perek Tes. Vayomer David Ha'achi Yesh Oda Asher Nosa Lebei Shaul Vasei Imo Chesed Bavur Yehonasan. He says, I'm dying to find, is there anybody left? I took care of all my enemies. I took the proper appointments. I now have to keep my promise to Yehonasan, where I said that I will always do chesed for him. And so the Abarbanel says he wanted to save at least one appointment in his cabinet for a descendant of Yehonasan. Now, we have a hard time trying to figure out how could it be that David HaMelech lost the record of all of the descendants of Shaul HaMelech and Yehonasan. So the Malbim therefore says that David had known of the different descendants and that they fled and assumed new identities when he became king. And I tried to figure out if any of them stayed alive. Also, says the Malbim, it's possible that David HaMelech knew that they existed, but he only wanted to see if any of them were worthy of appointment to a position in his castle, in his cabinet. Shaul HaMelech had a slave whose name was Ziba, right? And David, so they called him to David. Are you Ziba? And so he answered, yeah. He said, Vayomer Avodecha. He said, I am Tziva. Vayomer HaMelech HaEfes Od Ish Lebei Shaul V'es Imo Chesed Elokim. He said, does Shaul have anybody left that I can do the Chesed? Vayomer Tziva El HaMelech Od Ben Yehonasan Nechei Raglayim. Yehonasan has one more son, right, who is lame. There's a question as to whether he had a ability to walk on one leg, two legs, etc. But the Mefarshim are quick. The Abarbanel in particular mentions that Tziva wanted to put Mephibosheth down to point out that he wasn't capable of going ahead and being appointed to serve in the cabinet of David HaMelech. Vayomer lo HaMelech Eifohu. So David HaMelech said, where is he? He's in the house of Machir ben Amiel, below Davar, in Lo Davar. So the Radak suggests that that's the name of the place. Abarbanel says, Bivli Davar, he's living in poverty, and he's in Am Haaretz, and he doesn't understand anything. So the king had him taken out of that place. Mephibosheth fell to the ground. He bows in front of David HaMelech. Now, you have to know, he's referred to at certain times as Mephibosheth, and sometimes he's referred to as Meribal. So the Malbim says that, look, while he was in hiding, he changed his name to Meribal. Only when he realized that David HaMelech meant no harm did he go ahead and disclose himself. The Gemara says that no, the opposite is true. The Gemara in Brachos in Daf Daled Amud Bey says he was called Mephibosheth, right? Because he was recognized as the Talmud Chacham who could even put David HaMelech to shame in Halacha. So he comes and he says, Vayomer David Mephibosheth, he says, Ayu Mephibosheth, Vayomer Inei Avdech, I'm also your slave. Vayomer David Al Tira. David said to him, what are you talking about? I'm going to do the chesed that I'm supposed to do because of your father, Yehonasan. I'm going to restore all of the land of Shaul. You'll also be eating at my table. In other words, that I'm going to go ahead and change things. So Rashi says, How does David HaMelech show chesed to Yehonasan if the land was rightfully Mephibosheth's to begin with? So the Rashi suggests that there were other people who were also entitled to the property. However, the king has the right to go ahead and set the rules of the monarchy. Others want to suggest that no, just quite simply understood, the king, when he takes over for another king, he is entitled to the fields of the king. And so what he was doing was he was returning and giving up his rights to take over the fields as the king who defeated Shaul. But whichever way it is, there is a chesed over there. So he bowed down, he says, what am I that you're looking at a dead dog and treating me so nicely? So the king called to Tziva, Shaul's servant. He says, all that belonged to Shaul, to all his household, I've given to your master's son. You're going to work on that land, right? This is what you will do, right? Maybe so. Right, and he said, "I want you to know that he's going to go. Your whatever the produce is, you're going to bring it to him. You're going to bring him bread, and he's going to eat it. And Mephibosheth is going to eat on my table all the time." Tiva had 15 sons and 20 servants. Now, you better bring all the produce, says the Radak, from the fields to the house. And of course, he referred to me, your master's son, to Mephibosheth. Here, he refers to Micah, the son of Tziva's master, Mephibosheth. He says, so you should just understand that while Mephibosheth is eating with me, you better take care of his son as well. And by the way, this is what you're going to do. He says, whatever you say, that's what I will do, right? So and David said, as for Mephibosheth, he eats by me, right? So Mephibosheth ochal al shulchani ke'echad mibnei amelech, and he says, look, he's going to eat. You don't have to eat. As far as him eating, you should just know he eats like a slave, like a master by me, like a prince at my table. So you don't have to worry about him. Mephibosheth ben katan ushmo Micha, right? And Mephibosheth had a son whose name was Micha. V'chol Moshe beis Tziva avodim leMephibosheth. All the inhabitants of Tziva's house, the sons and the servants that we mentioned before, they now all of a sudden went back to work for Mephibosheth as avodim. Mephibosheth Yoshib Yerushalayim. Mephibosheth was living in Yerushalayim. He al shulchan amelach tamid hu ochel. He was supposed to be there all the time. Vupisech shtei raglav, and he was lame on his feet. And maybe we keep repeating that idea because David had concern for the children of Mephibosheth. In other words, because Mephibosheth could not walk in order to provide for his son, someone else was going to have to step up. And so therefore, David HaMelech said, I'm taking that responsibility in that regard. What exactly is going on over here? And there is a particular lesson that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky took from here, and that is the lesson of the truth of history and the importance of history, and we'll discuss that when we discuss it in today's Nachyomi, a deeper look. And in the meantime, everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.